WPHM. Broadcasting dockside along the Black River in downtown Port Huron. Here's Paul Miller on WPHM.
Well, the food vendors are just starting to open, so we'll be able to get something to eat down here pretty soon. We're at West Quay Street parking lot and next to the Zebra Bar right alongside the Black River. Port Huron City Manager James Freed is with us right now. James, good morning.
Good morning.
How is your boat week going so far?
I'm still standing, so it's going great.
It's still early, so we'll see. We had a great parade on Wednesday night.
Fantastic parade.
Family night last night was great.
Huge family night. Operation Transformation does an amazing job. Just absolutely ton of people out there.
Craig Morgan seemed to have a good time.
Craig Morgan was awesome.
Put on a great show, didn't he?
It was, you know, the fight. I shared this photo Scott Shigley sent, put out on his Facebook.
I saw that this morning.
The fireworks going off in the background with the with this national act going. I mean, it's just it's what Blue Water Fest used to be and should be, and it is again.
Absolutely, and really on. I don't want to minimize a wing and a prayer. I mean, you guys got handed the assignment of doing Blue Water Fest pretty late in the game, didn't you?
We put this on our DDA director, Natalie Watson, which is an unimaginable task at any level. Typically, you're given a year to prepare. So when Blue Water Fest is over, we immediately start planning Blue Water Fest for next year. Right. It takes a year to do. She got it dumped on her in April. So she was able to put this thing together in just that, in essentially 2 months. It's been remarkable. She's been working just nonstop. I'm shocked she hasn't quit on me yet. She may after today. I mean, you don't know. But she's done a fantastic job. McMoran staff, Rob Churchill, Nancy Windsor, they've all done an amazing job helping her out, providing that expert ear. But, yeah, Natalie, this probably cost Natalie's soul. It's been that hard.
Well, she gets a little breather after this and then regroup and then, get all the volunteers together. And there have been a lot of volunteers that have stepped up, haven't there?
Significant amount of volunteers. All the different civic groups are stepping up. It's just amazing how everyone plays their own little part and it all comes together at the end.
It has come together nicely. How important is this week to Port Huron?
So we have around 200 vessels racing from all over the world coming here. Those teams bring their families, they bring their business partners, their friends. They come and pack downtown Port Huron. For a lot of people, this is their first introduction to our community. So this is our ability to essentially roll out the red carpet and show just how unique and amazing Port Huron is. A significant amount of population come from Metro Detroit area, and they don't realize how close we are. And that's a huge economic driver. So this is the best marketing tool we have to market ourselves to the state, to the region, and to the country as a whole, of just how amazing Port Huron is to come visit and play and live and work.
What do you want them to see? What do you want them to do when they're here?
Everything. come downtown, spend lots of money. You know, we hope people leave here broke, you know. Come to Port Huron and leave broke.
Ever since I heard about City Flats going in at the old Michigan National Bank building, my thought has been, man, what a great place that would be on boat night.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
It's going to be amazing. I just walked through Wings, etc. They're going to open up on the 23rd. You look at all the redevelopment going on the waterfront. I just climbed 9 stories of I-beams up to the top of Blue Water View condos. Got to see that the other day. It's extraordinary the amount of investment going on in Port Huron. Just a few short years ago, I don't think anyone would have thought this was possible. And, you know, you see these just crazy dreams are now coming to reality.
How do we get here?
Collaboration. People working together and creating an environment. There was no silver bullet. It's when every governing body in the region, when all the private sector, the nonprofits and philanthropy have really laid the groundwork. They did what government and private enterprise didn't do, and philanthropy really has done an amazing job here with our donors, and that kind of set it off. But collaboration, we created an environment. The petri dish was right, the temperature was right, and it just grew.
It has been remarkable to see what's happened, not just in Port Huron, but the whole region. You talk about collaboration.
Yeah.
Port Huron, Fort Gratiot, Marysville, St. Clair, Marine City have all worked together to really make this region thrive, I think.
Yeah, it used to be, several years ago, it used to be the townships never talked to the city never talked to the township. And last night, I was cracking beers with Georgia Baldwin and Bob Lewandowski from Port Huron Township, Fort Gratiot. So, I mean, we're all on the same page. What's great for Fort Gratiot and good for Port Huron Township is good for Port Huron and vice versa. And so I think this is a whole new breed of thought. It's a generational change that this collaboration has brought. And so it's just an exciting time to be here.
Yeah, it really is. And a lot of things for people to see and do and leave their money here in Port Huron, like you said.
Yeah, I tell people, government has nothing to do with the success Port Huron's seen. I would love a city manager to say government did this and government led the way. But it's just not true. This was our citizens. This was our donors. This was them saying, hey, we want to have this kind of community and going out there and building it. So when it's private sector driven, when it's private citizens and not government, I think it makes it exceptionally exciting, but also very sustainable.
What is your favorite part of Boat Week, this whole event? What do you like the best about all this?
I like my Saturday evening command staff debriefing where we say everything went well, everyone's great, and it was safe and fun, and everyone had a great time.
Well, that's going to happen. It'll happen tomorrow. Yeah, so. James, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it very
all
much.
All right, appreciate it.
James Fried, Port Huron City Manager, with us on WPHM.